Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There has been a lot of positive news coverage about last week's agreement on another bailout package for the Greek government. Don't be fooled. It really doesn't matter what the mainstream media pretends. The reality is that there are a number of problems swept under the rug that threaten to wreak financial havoc in the next 2 months. The holders of Greek sovereign debt agreed to almost $100 billion in debt forgiveness in return for some concessions from the Greek government. The 70% write-down is not likely to be the last loss that owners of this debt suffer. The bondholders will get their interest payment on March 20, but there is a strong likelihood that the remaining 30% of face value that they will theoretically receive someday will either turn out to be much less than that amount, or that it will only be repaid in currency that has fallen sharply in value from current levels. Here are some reasons why. Almost as soon as the agreement was reached, it was revealed that the Greek government had hidden over $100 billion in liabilities during the negotiations. That means that there's a greater likelihood that the Greeks will be unable to comply with the agreement's payment terms. Second, among the largest bondholders that suffered losses of 70% of face value are some of Greece's largest pension funds. The losses have pushed these retirement funds into such a poor financial position that they will be unable to meet their contractual obligations. Third, the International Swaps and Derivatives Association finally called the Greek debacle a partial default. It claims that the net liability owed by the counterparties of the affected derivatives will be only $3.5 billion. However, this figure is a huge understatement. The entire derivatives market is reported at $37 trillion. Some counterparties who owe payments for the Greek partial default themselves are beneficiaries of other derivatives contracts due in event of a Greek debt default. Thus, in order to pay out $3.5 billion in derivatives contracts, a far larger amount of contracts will be exercised. No one knows the total liabilities that are due from this domino chain of derivatives coming due. At the minimum, it will likely be several times the $3.5 billion figure. If the financial markets survive these hidden liabilities, there's more! In May, Portugal owes a large interest payment on its sovereign debt that it cannot pay. And if this problem is managed, then it will be Spain's turn. With this additional information that the mainstream financial media has failed to tell you, I hope you are better able to protect your finances. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.